Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
Whoa. Trouble at Blandy's house.
You know what I like about that? I like the fact that even though she's distraught and she hasn't seen Chuck in 3 days, she's still professional enough to say, here's the Metal Injection live.
Well, she's got mortgage payments to make.
But that's a pro.
Yeah.
She gets it from Bland.
He's a pro.
Yeah. But I have a burning question. I want to know why Sid keeps his
hammer. You should call a doctor about that burning.
Yeah.
I want to ask, why Sid keeps his cum rag behind his computer screen.
Is that right? Do you do that?
That way it's handy when, because I whack off while I'm at my computer looking at porn, so it's right there. What's the problem?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
So where would you
keep it?
But why, like, behind your computer screen? Doesn't it collect dust?
No.
Not if you use it.
Yeah, I use it regularly enough that that's not an issue, my dear.
Ew.
And I also don't use the same one every time. Change it up after a while.
What would be the place where you'd store it if you were at Sid?
Want me to keep it in like
a
briefcase?
Keep it like under your pillow or something?
That's disgusting.
So I have cum near my face when I'm sleeping. That's better somehow to you.
That wouldn't be practical.
I know some of us know about sleeping next to cum. What?
I'm wearing my pearl necklace today.
Yes, you are. You're welcome for that, by the way.
You'll see that on the behind the scenes.
I'm all dehydrated
in the week.
Oh, that,
no,
oh,
it's
that
pearl
necklace. I thought you were
her channel pearl necklace.
Channel.
I wore it on purpose so that you guys would make fun of me.
Why? I think you look stunning.
Yeah, you're trying too hard. We don't need
that pearl necklace is very becoming on you.
Yeah. I'm looking.
If
more
I was on you, I'd be coming too.
Hey-o!
That's an oldie.
By the way, in the chat room, Sid's crippled hipster wench says, hey, Sid, I'm on Geek to Geek.
I bet you are.
Which is quite possible.
Wheel yourself down a flight of stairs, all right, lady?
In case you didn't see the behind-the-scenes footage from last week, we went to the Neil Hamburger show, and Sid was taking some footage outside of all the douchebag hipsters that went to that show. Apparently, Neil Hamburger has very douchey fans, although he is a great talent.
I think also part of it is where the show was.
He is American Funny.
I thought it wasn't as douchey.
I didn't like having to stand because at the end my neck was hurting.
What about when you go to concerts?
Different.
It's different because usually it's like so packed that like I'm just smushed in between people and they're like holding me up.
So you would have preferred if like me and Darren and Rob just all grinded up on you so you could lean on us while we rub our dicks on your thighs. That would have made it a more pleasurable experience.
I get one side of myself, all right? So all right, you share it.
Oh, that's not fair.
I definitely understand what you mean. It definitely feels different.
But I've been to
stand-up
comedy shows at clubs.
We don't care about you.
I mean, ultimately, I prefer it because you don't have to do the whole 2-drink minimum bullshit, which I hate that. And what I hate even more than the 2-drink minimum is when you get food and they say that doesn't count as one of your drinks. You still
yeah, I don't
get,
like that either.
Like, what do you care? You know, like, you just want me to spend money in the to the kitchen. You know,
they want
money
you to spend
kitchen.
More money. Than, yeah. You know, you're going to buy 2 drinks.
It's just fucked up, and I don't know. I'm not into it.
Jenny,
and I applaud.
Mic is not on. Go
Jenny,
ahead,
Jenny, let's hear it.
Hi.
See, it's on.
Turn it up a little
vaguely.
Bit.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
There's just, like, a weird sound coming from the computer, but I can't do anything about it.
So just in case you guys don't know, and if you don't know, I don't know why you're listening, but this is the Metal Injection Livecast, and we, of course, have a phone number that you can call in, and the number, of course, is 646-929-1357. You can be a part of the show. you can make a sexual advance at Noah or at Sid or really at me or Darren or Jenny. I mean, we're all into sexual advances.
What's that number again so I can do that?
It's 646-929-1357.
Jenny's wearing her sexy boots today.
I am. They have cringe on them.
And when she walks around, it sounds like she's, like, whipping people.
Noah, can you twit pick her boots so all our fans could see them?
I wanted to go back to your necklace, because what is that like? You, besides the necklace, you're very dressed up today.
Because Jenny and I wanted to dress up. Because
no.
You did that for the show?
See, and I showered for you guys. I mean, it's a great day. It's a great day.
But you did
a great day.
What?
Oh, we have a caller
on
the Zach Beats hotline. 775, I don't recognize this area code. You're on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Richard?
Oh, what's up,
Richard? Hi, Richard. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hey, just getting ready to go to work soon, so not soon.
At Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I remember shit.
Who's talking? Oh. Is this Captain of Darkness?
Yep.
See, I remember stuff.
What do you do at Walmart? I forgot.
I cashier, but in like a week and a half, I get promoted to the customer service desk.
Whoa. So can I get a rain check?
Wait, can you get us coupons for Walmart or like employee discounts?
There's no Walmart within like 90 billion miles of
here. Next to my parents, go there.
We have coupons and discounts, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take a rain check.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
If an item is on sale and they don't have any of the item in stock, you get a rain check for the sale price.
I don't know. That's not really the department I deal with. So.
Well, isn't that what customer service does? What will your job entail?
Like refunds and exchanges and stuff like that, money orders.
Customers, probably.
Yeah.
Now, is there a little pay raise that comes with this?
Yeah, I'm getting an extra $20 a paycheck.
Wow. No, wait. You know what costs $20?
Weed.
Yeah.
So now you can smoke weed.
or you can fund the Metal Injection live cast weed bank because we're low today.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, send us some weed.
Listen, Richard, I want you to get this promotion. So like, you definitely have it, or you up for it?
Yeah, it's on the schedule. So like, I'll be working there in 2 weeks. Next Saturday.
I wanted to practice with you. Like, I wanted to be an irate customer and just see how you handle it. All right.
Okay.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Can I speak to somebody? I got me a problem.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
I bought one of your shotguns, right? And it don't work.
It doesn't work?
It don't work.
Do you have your receipt?
A receipt?
Yeah, for the gun.
What the hell's a receipt? Honey, where's my proof by the fuck? See, I tried to shoot this bitch and she's still alive. I thought I'd blow both her kneecaps off, but she's still nagging me.
Do you want to go exchange it for a different gun?
I want a goddamn gun that'll blow my wife's head off. Can you help me
that?
Or not?
Yeah,
can
I can. Do you want to exchange the gun for a different gun?
Matter of fact, I want you to go in the back, bring me out a gun, and shoot this bitch in front of me so I know I'm getting what I'm paying for.
Honey, what are you talking about over there?
Go ahead, shoot her. Come on, do your job.
I can't do that. I can call a manager. They can go back and get a gun if you want.
I said shoot her, boy.
Well, I can't shoot her unless I have
great
police
job.
Approval.
Wait, she's still squirming. See, I think you're going to get the job, man. You handled that very
right.
Well.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty calm.
You know what's funny? I just bought, my special somebody just bought me a BB pistol from Walmart.
Your special somebody?
I was your special somebody.
my male special somebody bought me a BB
special
pistol.
Special somebody in the mail? How much did that cost, Noah?
From Russia.
Yeah.
dandy.
But we went to Walmart and we were like looking at shotguns and rifles and stuff. Fucking awesome
what
over
a great
there.
Date.
How romantic. The Walmart we went to with, you know, they didn't have guns. They actually laughed at me when I was like, hey, do you guys have shotguns? They were like, no. We have knives.
I get the what part of the city and country you're in.
You just go a little bit upstate and they have huge, huge, big, like, department stores of guns. Fabulous.
That's what I call America.
Gun Emporium.
Richard, can you get us discounts on guns?
I think I can. Because it's not food.
Yes.
Guns are not food.
What are you going to do with a gun?
I'm going to shoot things.
What are you going to shoot? You gotta, what, did you shoot anything with the BB gun yet?
No, because we're going to do it.
Mantis.
We're gonna shoot things at my parents' house.
Are you going to shoot your parents?
No, in the backyard. Fuck, we're just going to like shoot trees and cans and stuff.
Have you ever shot a gun before?
No.
This turns you on some way?
Yes. I like guns.
Jesus. I'm scared.
Weird broad.
She really is.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's in a good way.
Sometimes.
Hey, Richard, don't you have to go to work? Don't you have work soon?
Not yet. I only work at 6, so in half hour. So I think.
It's already 8:11.
Are you in the mountain zone? Where are you at?
I'm in Pacific. I'm in Nevada.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. I just found out when I went to Vegas last year, they get very pissed off to say Nevada.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but like on the other hand, most of us don't want to live here anyway, so I don't get it.
You don't have any like national like state pride or anything?
I don't know anything about that. A lot of people get mad if you say Nevada instead of Nevada, but I don't care that much.
Yeah, it's like such a big deal. Like, you know, I think whoever it was, maybe it was Michelle Obama or somebody said Nevada on TV, and I was like, mm-hmm. Wow, I was. And they were all like, she said Nevada, excuse me. I can't believe she said Nevada. She doesn't know anything about our
state.
It's
like somebody saying, would you please pass the jelly?
Yeah, like Polana, all fruit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good the reference. Woman fainted.
I don't get it.
Sorry, Robbo.
Google it.
You know, you use jelly.
I use jam.
See, it's completely lost on.
But I want to know more about you with the guns, though. Like, are you going to shoot living things, like squirrels or something?
No, I don't like to shoot animals.
She's just going
to
shoot Alex Skolnick when he knocks on her door asking for money. Mm-hmm. It's just to fend him off.
It kind of turns me on with the gun. I don't know.
Whoa.
In a weird way.
Jenny has a photo of me with the gun.
I saw that already.
Oh, you did?
She got a chub?
I made her put it
And it's a pistol. It's a BB pistol.
Ooh, the way you say pistol.
Tell me more about this gun.
Metal injection after
nice
one.
Nice and hard.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling in, Richard, and giving us 10 minutes of stuff to talk about. We appreciate it. And thank you for the continued support. And if we ever appear in your dreams again, wake the fuck up!
All right. Thank you, guys.
But,
he's a nice boy.
I appear in my dreams all the time.
Well, we appeared in his dream, apparently. He tweeted that he was on the live cast.
Dreams, I should be good enough for everybody else's, too. What the fuck? Didn't you just have a dream about us, Robbo?
Not about you.
But about some element.
Well, none of you were in the dream.
But it was about us.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, no. I don't want to talk about it on air.
Really?
It's a private time.
That bad?
Yeah, he gave you a pearl necklace.
Well, now that you gave it away.
What the fuck, Rob?
You were asking for it in my dream. What do you want from me?
I'm just trying to be a good friend.
How do you all know these dreams before I hear them?
They got here early.
You all get up there and have like a dream discussion group or something?
We're all each other's. I was going to say. Anyway.
Catching something.
Good times.
Once again, our phone number is 646-929-1357. We have a phone number.
We do?
Good.
Yeah.
What's the phone number?
Oh, it's 646-929-1357.
Are you motherfuckers high already?
No, I actually have not.
We haven't even,
yet.
Like, smoked yet.
Wow.
Maybe during the music break or something.
Amazing to me.
Should we do it now, on the air?
No.
Yes.
No.
But
so it's been 2 weeks. We've got to have a lot of stuff to talk about, right?
I guess. I went to see Periphery last week.
Oh, good. You know, I texted you, and you didn't even reply.
Oh, good.
You texted me? I don't remember.
Yeah, I was like, are you going? And I never got a reply back from you, so I just didn't go.
I guess you really didn't want
to
go.
Well, I got out of work late, and I wanted to go see Frank's band.
Uh-huh.
And I had already missed them, so I wasn't sure if anyone was still there.
No.
Imperion. Imperion. Frank's band, Imperion. E-M-P-Y-R-E-O-N.
It's hard to spell.
Yeah.
It's hard to spell. I sometimes get confused. But no, it was cool. It was weird, though, because I think it was the most I was ever recognized at a show.
Excuse me.
I know, it's hard. It's so hard.
I don't know who Periphery is, like, what kind of show, what kind of group.
They're kind of like a new band. They sound a bit like Meshuggah. We play them on the show.
What kind of people would be at this show?
People that
like
are obviously
young,
fans of rock.
Yeah, like, definitely people that would be into metal injection, because the bands that they sound like are all bands that we've covered. So,
like the subgenre, what?
It's like a progressive, they sound like Meshuggah here.
Or like Cynic?
No, not like Cynic. It's heavier than Cynic.
Nice.
Like this is it. I guess there's no quarter.
The vocals. Oh,
his
no.
Eyes just glazed over and said,
yeah, there's a bunch of clean vocals.
This
but,
is like, this is like Chuck Landington's metal band.
It got better.
It's good. It's good.
The vocals
good.
Still suck.
But
it's not really my flavor. Sorry.
All right. Well, that's not the point of the story.
Okay.
God.
Oh, yeah. The point of the story is that a lot of people recognize
that I'm famous.
Well,
that's the point of the story.
I was getting at something. Like,
oh, sorry.
You were more, like, apt to be seen at a show by certain types of people.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, this...
invalid.
No, it makes sense. It kind of makes sense that, like, I would be recognized at the show. Like, I'm not, but I was still, it was just weird, just like, I was talking to Frank, and then, like, one person comes up to me, and they're like, okay, cool. And then, like, three other people come up to me. And I'm kind of not used to that, and I try really hard not to be a dick.
I think you need a bodyguard.
Were they positive? Like, were you always,
yeah, yeah. No, like, some of them were, like, really cool, and it was fun, because, you know, they were, like, they seemed like actual fans, and, you know, people that watch the show for a while, and that was cool. And then some of them were just like, obviously, they just recognized that I'm, you know, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, ugh. So, like, this one guy comes up to me and he's like, you know, I really like your show. I think it's great. And I'm like, all right, great. Thanks.
What is it, asshole?
Yeah. And then he's like, so I have this band. We're a really good band. Our name is blah, blah, blah. We sound like this and this. I was wondering, is there anything you guys could do for us?
What?
Already with the plugs he wants.
Yes, I'm already going to do you a favor.
Did he, like, buy you a drink or anything?
Nothing. This was 2 seconds into meeting me.
You should be like, yeah, send me an email at the website. So you're the guy that met me at that show.
I bet that he saw a bunch of people going up to you, so he just decided to
come
to you.
He just assumed, yeah, he doesn't know. Oh, I really like your stuff.
See, that's why if you say just email me at the website, then it's right on him to either know what the website is or be or out himself as a douche and be like, what website? And then, you know, he's full of shit.
But he could figure it out by stealth, like just hang around Rob and wait till he says what website it is. You know?
No, he knew the website. That, like, this other kid seemed like he acted like he was my best friend. And he's like, dude, I feel like I know you already. And I'm like, but see, here's the thing. I don't know you.
Right.
Like, sure, you've seen me in a lot of interviews hanging out with people and blah, blah, blah. And so that was a little weird, too, that he was, like, way more friendly with me than I was with him.
Was he touching your package?
I didn't get to that point.
Rob
yet.
Was delivering a FedEx to someone on the way there.
Yeah, that's my other job on the side.
I'm waiting for the time when you come on here and tell a story about a guy that came up to you that was like, you suck. I want to hear that story.
I can't wait for that. I would love that.
I do that every time I see him.
It's different. You live with him.
Yes.
But, no, because of some of the comments you're showing me online were pretty funny.
Well, you know what? If any of, like, the Lamb Goat people ever leave their house, then maybe one day it'll happen.
Well, no, something like that happened where, no, it's funny, though, the way it ended up happening, but I found it on Lamb Goat, which is another metal site, pretty much with, like, the best, worst commenters, like, the most, you know, evil commenters that shit on everything. And,
like a chat room.
Right, pretty much. And as you said, that Chuck Landington in the chat room right sink sucks.
Yeah, there you go.
So it totally vindicated.
That's something that's good to
show. But anyway, so there was some somebody posted something on a message board, on their message board, about our site, like an interview or something. And then one of the commenters said, that dude Rob is such a douche. He lives in my neighborhood, and I see him all the time, and he looks like a, like, well, I forget the exact, but he's
something
like
Down syndrome.
He looks like a retard with Down syndrome or something like that.
Retard and
I think it was, he looks like Elvis with Down syndrome, wasn't
Elvis
it?
Elvis with Down
syndrome?
Or,
no.
No. Didn't he say that you look like that puppet or something?
Oh.
No, that's a different guy. Guy Smiley.
Yeah.
A puppet. No. That's a compliment. I found that to be a compliment. I wasn't offended by that at all. But anyway.
You do look like him a little bit.
Well, it's my answer. I accept it. But anyway, so, yeah. So I was kind of freaked out that a dude that lived in my neighborhood is, like, checking me out.
Watching you through his window while
yeah.
on his computer.
And just, like, you know, all this stuff, right? And then, you know, months go by, and then we're at the show. We're at some show. And somebody comes up to me. It's like, hey, man, I'm a big fan of your site, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and, you know, I live not too far away from you. I see you in the neighborhood all the time.
No shit.
No, so it's obvious to me that that was the guy on Lamgo that was shitting on me.
Did you call him out?
But then to my face, he was like, ah, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't call him out, because then that would mean that, like, I care.
Yeah,
or if
true.
You
yeah,
were
that...
wrong and it wasn't the same guy, then you'd just be a crazy paranoid
asshole. Yeah, yeah, then I'd lose a fan.
But now you just admitted it on the radio.
I'm almost like positive that it was the same guy. Like, it totally made sense
so
to me.
So, listeners, and... the trick now is, if you want to get on Rob's good side when you see him at a show, just walk up to him and be like, hey, you're that guy from that site. You totally don't look like you have Down syndrome. And he will be so grateful.
That's
and then
exactly
go on Lambgo and say, I lied. He really does have Down syndrome.
That's how it works.
So many fucking stars.
The proper way to approach me is like, hey, Rob, I'm a big fan of the show. I have this blunt. Do you want to smoke it?
Yeah.
I will always be like, well, this is a good fan.
And the part about being a fan is optional. You don't
yeah, you don't even have to say that. Just like, I have a blunt. Do you want to smoke it? Let's keep it short. I'm not afraid of fans. I'm just like, I don't like awkward fans or people that like are just come up to you like, hey, I'm a fan.
Be funny.
All right. Like, have something to say, you
the
know?
The majority of metalheads have, like, antisocial behaviors.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I kind of try.
Shitty music.
I try to start a conversation with them. I feel like, you know, it's my duty.
Do you know?
Duty.
Yeah. At that Converge show, you didn't really. You'd say hi to somebody, then you turn around and face them and be like, go that other way.
No way. There would be small talk first.
You looked terrified, and you turned around as soon as possible
not
to get the
not
fuck
true.
Out of the
not true. We met a guy who was a fan of the live cast.
Yeah.
I even introduced him to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then you turned around and was like, let's go, walk.
No way!
Yes,
that totally was not the way it was. We talked to him for a few minutes.
Okay.
I don't
all
like
right,
that
no.
I never meet him.
You
want
to protect your image.
It's all lies. It's all
okay.
lies. What are you talking? There was that other guy that I spent like 5 minutes talking to between bands, between like High and Fire and Converge.
I don't remember that, but
there
was the one where you turned around.
My
and like,
favorite.
Walk, let's get away from
my
here.
Favorite and like the most awkward. I feel kind of weird talking about this on the air. I'm totally.
Be listening.
I'm totally not full of myself. I just find this. I find it really weird that anybody thinks I'm somebody important. Because
we all find that weird, Rob.
No,
you.
You're important. You're a big deal.
Thank
Rob.
You. Thank you.
Now go on Lamgo, Noah, and say that it's not a big deal.
Look, I see that guy every week. He's such a jerk.
I live in his neighborhood.
I do a show with him. What a jerk.
We all have to write a memoir one day about this show.
But, no, these two dudes were looking at me, like, staring me down, and it was, like, so obvious that, well, I assumed it was, it'd be really weird if it wasn't. But, no, it was so obvious that they knew who I was, and they kind of wanted to approach me, and were, like, looking for the right opportunity. And it was just come up to me already. I wanted to just turn to me, like, I'd be like, hey! I see you staring at me.
Yes, it is me,
yes,
Rob.
Hi, I'm great. But they ended up being cool kids. So, I mean, you know, it's just like little awkwardness. I'm just not used to that because I'm the one that's usually awkward. So when someone else is awkward around me. It's
too much awkward.
It's awkward overload.
Like awkward antimatter awkwardness exploding.
Yeah. So I love all of you. Please don't kill me. And feel free to come up to me at a show. Just have something to say. That's what we like.
And a blunt.
Oh, a blunt would be, like, top-notch. That would be preferred. People in the chat room are going nuts about they're having their own little discussion about if they're going to come up to me now.
One guy said he's going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, Groban.
Groban?
Oh, it was right.
If I see you on the streets, I'm going to yell, yeah, metal injection, and give you a friendly punch in the face.
Oh, well, as long as it's a friendly punch in the face. Sure. I take a punch in the face from Groban.
When did he get so fucking hostile?
He's been hanging out with Lloyd Worm too much in Canada.
Well, what was that? Didn't we have a shit story? Someone was mentioning.
Yeah, Jenny.
That. Yeah.
Jenny's poop got a poop story. Story.
Poop story.
All kinds of stuff going on.
After the comedy show last Wednesday that I don't remember one thing about.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like the first guy because, first of all, I was really, really high.
I liked him. And
it was good at first, and then it sort of, like, the joke died.
All right. For people who don't know, it's like this guy that came out in, like, a beard and a white wig thing.
He looked like a telethon MC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warning. All right.
Thanks a lot, Block Talk.
Got a little bit.
Hey, what's going on here? Do you guys hear that buzz?
No.
You don't?
Is that Darren's sound effects?
Nope.
Never mind. My noise canceling things were on.
I canceled you.
Well, something certainly did cancel us because we got kicked off the air.
But we're back.
Yeah. So where are we?
It says show is on, but
so you were talking about JP Incorporated.
Yeah. So I didn't like it because. He was the guy in all of his, like, parody videos, and I was, like, trying to figure out what he really looks like, and I was just concentrating on that too much, so I didn't like that.
It was pretty obvious what he looked like. I figured it out.
He was without his makeup in the videos.
Yeah. He was every character in his videos.
Yeah, but then I was looking at him in real life, and I was like, what? I don't get it.
So you didn't like it because you couldn't figure out how he looked
was,
in real life?
It was too distracting.
You were high, though, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So he basically made you think too much, which is why you didn't like it.
I didn't like that at all.
Like having any thoughts.
I know. I was wondering why smoke was coming out of your ears when you were watching that.
I thought that was just weed smoke. My bad.
So were you getting to something, though? I thought there was, like, a punchline.
Yeah, so, no. So Jenny was just saying how... we were just, like, standing around the circle just eating peanut M&Ms and Starbursts. And everyone around us at one point was drinking beer. Meanwhile, we're in, like, a circle just chewing on a red Starburst.
Not the same one.
I had a tummy ache afterwards.
Yeah, tell us about that, Jenny.
I had a tummy ache.
And then
I
what
had
happened?
Diarrhea the whole next day.
And describe your poops.
They were nutty, and they had little ribbons of red in them.
And Jenny claims this was not blood, but it was Starburst. Though I eat Starburst like a fucking animal, and I've never had ribbons of red in my poop.
Big.
So
that's
what
because
you
don't look at your poop when you flush.
How many Starburst and M&M candies did I have that day?
Not as many as I've had in a day sometimes. And I've never had red ribbons in my poop.
Well,
you should see a doctor.
I should have just saved it.
Darren, what do you call a poop doctor? What's that?
I guess it would be a... either a gastroenterologist or a proctologist.
See a proctologist, Jenny. You need a poop inspection.
But what do you mean by ribbons? Like, what's a ribbon?
Like, I just had, like, little...
Swirlies?
Red.
Is it, like, a brown shit with, like, a candy cane?
No,
red?
It wasn't.
Like
it
was
not uniform. It wasn't uniform. It just had little, like, specks of red.
Oh, that's...
Like, little lines. It wasn't blood.
That can be an anal fissure.
Yeah.
I don't have anal fissures.
There's nothing bad about that.
Anal fissures?
It's usually from when you wipe your ass excessively.
Yeah.
Too much.
I know
it feels good sometimes, Jenny, but you got to stop wiping when there's no poop left.
I don't stop. I use wet ones.
No, well, no. The rule of thumb, you should.
You put your thumb in
the rule of thumb, you're supposed to do 3 dry wipes, 3 wet, and 3 dry again.
Really?
Yeah. Because
the rule of thumb or your little.
No, because I used to wipe my ass way too hard, and I would get blood. And I went to the doctor, and he told me a proper wiping procedure.
This is another reason why I should get my house
the way
back.
Yeah, because you'll wipe
it's true.
Wait, so you have to go with the wet, then the dry, and then the wet again, then the
dry. Dry, wet, dry. You get all the big, like, chunks off with the dry.
I don't ever have big chunks.
Well, wouldn't you want to start with the wet, though? The
no.
Why?
No, you put the wet
in. You scoop out.
It just mushes it around.
And then the wet cleans off whatever you didn't get, and then dry pulls the water off.
That's not how I do it.
No. Dry leaves pieces of tissue in between your butt.
No, the last thing's supposed to be dry.
Just air.
Yeah,
dry.
I agree that the last one should be dry. I just go wet to dry. That's my process.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
I mean, everyone can have their own. What is your process, ladies and gentlemen? Give us a call.
Yeah,
our number is 646-929-1357.
I think the important thing is that you never wipe too hard and don't wipe more than like 10 wipes.
Why do you need 10 wipes?
Sometimes there's like, you know, a lot of
do it more than that, but if you don't get it in 10, just stop.
You know what I hate? I hate it when I do it, and then after I wipe and I think I'm done, more comes out and I gotta start all over.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
wipe
the toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's why you have to use the wet one.
No, but then, like, the toilet will get clogged.
No, what kind of shitty toilet do you have?
Shitty toilet.
No, he has a very nice toilet now because I just fixed it for him.
You have a tank or you have a regular one?
Regular.
Tank.
What does that mean, a tank?
Because a tank, you can only flush it once and then you got to wait for it to fill up again. It's a little suck. Like,
I think I have that.
That's not good for me because if I take a dump, a lot of times there's a round two, you know?
Yeah, just wait.
I don't know what you guys are eating.
Obviously not just Starburst and M&M's.
Have you ever used a bidet?
No.
I used it wrong.
Uh-oh.
Did you drink it? Did you think it was a water fountain?
I didn't think it was a water fountain, but I didn't, like, know where to squat and to get the water.
I love bidets.
Did you use
the bidet? You love the bidet.
I don't know. Like, okay, for a woman, I understand it, but how does a guy use a bidet?
Squirt his asshole.
Yeah.
Tremendous toilet paper.
I wouldn't trust it. I still need to wipe it.
I remember we were in that hotel room. I was only exposed to a bidet once. We got this comped hotel room at this really swanky place. And
that was in Virginia, right?
Yeah. And
Virginia has swanky places?
They have one. Yeah. Right across the street from the governor's governor's office or whatever. And, so I tried it out, and I was like, no, not happening.
What temperature water is it shooting out at you?
You can adjust it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a sink.
Would that be afraid I'd just burn my taint?
And it's just so weird that there's like two toilets and one is only like for washing. It seems like such a waste of space.
It's like a kosher sink. Oh, it's broken in half.
It's a little gay. It feels a little gay doing that. But, I mean, it's like a luxury.
Well, just because you had a dude watching you while you did it.
That's true, Rob.
Look, I wanted to see how to use it properly.
No, but I guess where bidets are common, everyone uses it. It's not like a girl thing. But did you use it for like sexual purposes or?
No, I used it for hygienic purposes.
You could have used it for both. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I didn't need to use it.
You rub your clit with your fingers while you get a little ass stimulation from the bidet.
I didn't need to do that. I didn't need to do that.
You could use it in addition to sex, though. Like, that could be like a
I don't,
could moisten
I don't
your
know.
Anal beads with it.
I don't know about.
You don't want to stick them in dry. It's just bad.
Water evaporates.
All you need is a little dampness to squeeze it into your asshole and fall at a time. Well, that's what anal beads are. I'm not saying anything we don't know.
I have never used anal beads.
That's a dirty lie.
I have watched it, but I have never
watched it.
What,
demonstration?
No,
like in store,
like in porn. But I've never. It just looks like shitting balls. It doesn't appeal to me.
That's what I thought you were wearing when you came in.
No, this is my pearl necklace.
See that you wouldn't even feel that going in your ass. They're too small.
A couple of them are brown.
I wouldn't put these in my ass.
Why not? Would you put them in your snatch?
No.
Have you? You thought for a second. I thought that was a hesitation.
She's like, wait, I think I did once.
Did you use vaginal beads, though? Would you? Like, theoretically?
Benoit balls.
They're probably, like, bigger, because the vagina hole is bigger.
Well,
what are you trying to say, Darren?
It's bigger than your asshole, isn't it? I'm saying you're like the Holland Tunnel.
Maybe they're the same. How do you know?
Okay, fair enough. I don't know.
So you have a wide asshole?
Or do you have a narrow pussy hole? Which one?
No, I have a gaping asshole.
You're
the one that said it. You're the one that got a.
Darren was the one that said I have a wide.
Yeah.
Vagina.
No, I didn't.
No, he was going the opposite way.
I said that there, it's just maybe slightly wider than your asshole, which would be a good thing.
I've had enough of this.
Noah's, all right, Noah's as tight as a wetsuit, okay? There you go.
Is she as wet as a tight suit? I don't even know what that means, but it sounds good. I don't know.
What? She's tighter than Tight Magazine.
Oh, she wishes.
Are you happy now?
Let's get back to Jenny's shit stories, please.
How about we take a music break?
Balloon Boy in the chat says, someone get on Noah's gaping asshole.
I don't have a gaping asshole. That's not true.
She doesn't. I guarantee you that. She's too much of a princess to have that.
But she's
shame on you.
But she's taking dicks in there.
Shame on you, Balloon Boy.
Shame on him for what?
Balloon Boy should change Noah's asshole. Balloon Knot.
Noah's asshole does not gape.
It gapes when after a dick has been in it.
I feel that Noah's asshole,
squeezes
I think it snaps right back to a balloon knot. And I stand by that in court.
It's like brand new tights.
I defended your honor, Noah. Did you see that? I love you.
You're a good friend.
You have a control top.
Shut up, Sid. Just stop talking.
All right. All right. Let's go to a music break.
All right. Well, let's start things off.
Oh, me.
With a little bit of death metal from Poland. Here is some decapitated.
Thank you. Well, I'm Remember when sideburns were cool? Neither do I, but Rob does, on the Metal Injection live cast.
The fuck, Glenn? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yes!
Oh,
yes.
I didn't inhale.
I blew a cloud of smoke into his face.
But I didn't inhale.
I went this way.
Sid said he was going to get high for New Year's, is that right?
No, he's going to get more than high.
Are you going to get high?
That's the last time I did.
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that. Well,
where are you going to be New Year's?
Here.
Doing a live cast.
I thought you said doing a line.
Wait, is the pajama party?
Wait, what day of the week is New Year's?
It's Friday.
Oh.
Is it?
I'll probably be here, like, watching a DVD or something.
Thursday night is New Year's Eve.
Masturbating while crying.
No, you can come to the pajama party.
So we should do it Thursday night then that week.
We'll do a live, maybe we'll do like a video one too. We'll have like a Ustream going.
Instead of pajamas? The Metal Injection New Year's Eve pajama party?
If you want, I can make my fondue. Fondue.
People in the chat room, if we did a New Year's Eve live cast, would you hang out with us?
Over the phone and internet?
Over the internet?
This is actually a good segue for something I wanted to mention, because I didn't know we were going to do it on New Year's Eve, but for a New Year's...
We probably should just do it the day before. I want to get trashed on New Year's.
That's true.
We could get trashed on the Ustream. What's the problem with that?
We've done that before.
Yes, that's true.
What?
The drinking game?
Yeah.
Oh,
where I almost died the next day?
Yes.
All right, we got three yeses. Four yeses.
And Rob threw up on his beard.
Yes.
Every time Sid farts, you could take a drink.
Oh, man.
I haven't farted yet tonight, so... Everybody will be
sober.
What
did you want to segue to, Darren?
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking that we should have an awards show, and we should come up with a bunch of different awards.
We can still do that.
Well, I'm saying we start it now and have everyone vote on it, and then we can give the awards out that night.
Everybody's just going to vote for themselves.
So what? No, but we'll give them five choices. You can't just write in, you know. It'll be like a poll.
Okay.
And,
Rob, do you know how to do that on a website, to make a poll?
A poll?
Like five choices where they have to click one?
I've never heard of this technology.
He only knows how to dance button on a poll.
Rob, can you design it so it has frames?
It'll definitely have frames. Just to go off topic a little bit for a second, Keith in the chat room has a nice little joke. How is Christmas celebrated in Jewish homes? They put parking meters on the roof.
Har, har.
You see what he did there? Because the Jews are cheap.
But Santa wouldn't come on a Jew's house roof anyway, so what...
He'd come on their faces?
No, but you know what I mean. What, so how are
so
you making
you give them
money?
Pearl necklaces.
Oh, anyway. So, yeah, what would be some of the awards we do? One of them has to be... most fucked up thing Sid has said to Noah.
But we have to go through the entire history of the show.
I'm not listening for 40
minutes. I nominate Darren to do that.
Yeah.
Darren and Shinobi.
Yeah.
I'll do like...
We'll lock them in a room together and make them...
It might not be the most comprehensive search, but I'll pull a bunch of clips out.
We can just ask Shinobi.
That's
sure
too much. That's too much effort.
But to get a 5-second clip of you saying
but
something?
From the
it happens on every show.
But the odds that you've missed the best one are very high.
But I could get five, that'll be great from one show if I wanted to.
I wanted comprehensive.
So you do it.
So you
no,
do
it wasn't my
well,
idea.
You helped me do it.
Here's another award. Most revealing thing Noah has said about her sex life.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Well, I was thinking more generally we should do most awkward Noah moments.
Okay.
And that'll be, you know, encompass everything with Sid and the sex talk and everything else.
I see.
And then we can do, like, best, you know, bit, like, best song parody or best, you know, comedy.
Let's do it. I think if we start now, we could actually...
We should keep throwing them out and let the people in the chat throw them also out and also send messages.
What do the people in the chat room think some of the categories should be?
They're already doing it.
Show. What is it? I don't see any.
Yeah, it will, and it will be voted on by the fans.
Yeah, the fan. You guys will decide.
But really, in the end, it's going to be us who decide what the best choice is.
Well, no,
and we'll do all the work.
It'll be like American Idol. We'll make the fans think that they get a vote. But, no,
but we're going to do it like a whole Oscar thing. Like we'll have the MC and we'll do song numbers and everything. And I was hoping, I don't know if you're all going to go through with this, but like each one of us should sing a song. Like, do a song number, and I'll write songs for you.
Wow, this is intense.
But they'll all be, you know, like, I'll let you approve everything, so if something really terrible, okay. You can reject it, but that'll be good.
That reminds me of the time that I went to see Family Guy Live in Carnegie Hall.
How much did that cost?
Someone took me there, a friend of mine had an extra ticket, so she took me there.
She?
She.
Okay. That sucks. So, I thought the story was going somewhere.
Yeah,
really. It is. No, it was just really funny how Seth MacFarlane and
Alex Borstein.
Yeah, Alex Borstein.
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 No N.
No, I said Borstein.
Did you?
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, so they were dancing and stuff, and I just thought of us doing that. And
we'd probably be funnier than the Family Guy people.
I don't think so.
They're not that funny anymore.
Our phone number is 646-929-1357. We want to know what you think some of the award categories should be.
Yeah.
Another one should be, I don't know, like a embarrassing moment that each of us had.
Entire fucking show.
I guess the whole show. Embarrassing. Good point.
Oh, and the best that we should have.
I know what it is.
What?
For Rob, it's the time when you said that. Because you've tasted your cum.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So most embarrassing.
Yeah.
But Noah should have her own category.
I think it should be most embarrassing thing. Well, I guess this is a long title. Most embarrassing thing that the person who said it didn't think it was embarrassing.
That's you all by yourself.
What are you talking? When you said, I don't know. I think that for you it would be when you said you came on your wall.
I didn't find. I still don't find that embarrassing. I'm proud of it.
There you go.
Damn
bad. There you go. I'm not embarrassed that I
cleaned it up the wall. I didn't leave a cum stain on the wall. It's not like I live in a wall of cum.
Hey.
What would be mine?
Yes, you do. It's not popcorn on your wall.
Can I say something now that you said that? I walked into Sid's room for the first time today, and he wouldn't let me turn on the light.
Well, because why? It's messy.
He was trying to get romantic.
It's messy.
Oh, and he has a pap smear test by his
father. Yes,
why?
I have a CPAP machine because I have sleep apnea. And she heard the word pap and thought, oh, you have a pap smear. I've had one of those.
No, I'm saying that you give girls pap smears before you sleep with them.
I don't blame them.
That would not be a bad idea.
You sleep with.
Why
no,
would
you
care about cervical cancer?
I don't know. Maybe
that's a good one.
I'm conscientious.
Back to the award show topic, Sid. Right. Pap smear machine.
Awful segue.
Someone had a good idea for a suggestion, and the suggestion would be best worst thrasher trashed band.
That's a good one.
But I mean, I think Chelsea Grin would.
Yeah.
But we have to really get them to call in.
we need to really get them on the show. We totally need to get Chelsea Grin.
And that's
on the
one.
Show.
Another one would be like the best caller.
Can you put a kibosh on that right now?
What? Did who? What?
No. All right, we got to stop referencing the chat because like, no one knows.
Yeah, anyway, so what was I just talking about? Oh, you were saying a category, another category.
Yeah, I was saying
oh, best caller.
Our most obsessed caller or, you know.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah, like the best call, I think, should be one of them.
Best call or best caller?
Best call.
That'd be good, too.
And then, yeah, like best caller.
And then,
I think you should just write
funniest guest appearance.
I was gonna say
show.
Best celebrity interview.
Yeah,
too.
Best celebrity, okay.
We should write all
best
of
fake
these
celebrity
down.
Interview.
Well,
we should write all of these down because then we'll have another live cast to listen to, and everyone will listen to another
one. Here's the crazy thing about what we're doing right now. We are logging everything we're saying, and we will archive it for future use.
Right.
So this message that I'm giving you right now,
you're blowing my mind, man,
will be around forever.
What I'm trying to say is that we'll have to listen to it, and we already have 44 episodes to listen to.
You don't listen back to the show
unless a meteorite hits the earth and erases all digital media. Then we're fucked.
You never know. It's a crazy world out there.
You don't listen to back shows. I listen to it.
I always
like
listen to them. The last one I listened to was the one with Peter Steele.
Oh, so that was the last one we did.
Yeah, that's the last one I listened to.
Okay.
And I even tweeted a quote from there.
Oh, what was it?
I have to go to my Twitter to find out.
To the arc. I see you logged it.
Yeah, but I wrote it down somehow.
I think that, yeah. That,
yes, you logged it. I didn't say you logged it with audio.
I don't want to ruin the suspense, but I think the PCP guy is going to win, too.
Yeah, the PCP.
I think the Zach Wilde. Zach Wilde pitch harmonic.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be that.
That was the one that got the best shot.
That's definitely my favorite call in.
Him and the Googler.
I think I think maybe one of the early Googler moments.
I think when the Googler spoofed your house phone. That's the best Googler appearance we've had.
I found it. My tweet was, and God said to Peter Steele, "The Lord, your God, always loves it when you compare him to a drug that kills people." That was just classic.
I forgot the God part. God called in. He should be up for something.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely... He should be a celebrity.
Can you also do the worst of?
Yeah.
And maybe have the ghost of Patrick Swayze as a guest.
Well, he's dead now.
We could have a memoriam. All the people that have been on the show that died.
Ed McMahon, Sarah Fawcett, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, he's dead?
No, he was dead. Remember, he was alive, but he was in limbo somehow.
Oh, yeah. Dracula, Teen Wolf.
Raul Masvidal.
We should be so lucky.
Yes, talking about previous episodes is so much better than...
This is good. This is like our version of a clip show right now. Remember that time?
So that'll be for New Year's. We should do the show after
Maybe
New
not
Year's.
Even New Year's. Yeah, like, that can definitely be a whole episode, just like a special.
Well, the show after New Year's is the day before we leave on our big trip, right?
So?
I'm just saying.
We're doing a show that day, right?
Yeah. Okay. I figure, and then we could all just crash here and leave for the airport.
We should do a packing show.
Why not?
That's what we're taking.
What's for me?
Did we decide what we're doing, though, like for during while we're there? Are we going to do a show there or not?
I'm not going to be there for half the trip. So.
Are you going to be there for the Wednesday? Then there we go.
Let's do it.
Well,
wait,
or
no.
What? We could just do the award show. We could pre-record the award show. And do that.
No, because I want people to call in, because like the Googler has to call in if he wins something, or Shinobi has to call in if he, you know what I mean? Like they should be live on the air.
I see.
But then we have to rely on them to call the show.
Yeah.
Huh?
But then we have to rely on
them
to call
the show.
What if they have a...
Well, if we could set it up with them, then we could have them call in whenever.
I guess. But if we set it up with them and they don't call, we could just do what the real award show does, which is like, I'm accepting for, you know.
Accepting on behalf of the Googler is JCVD.
There's one category in the chat that I really like. best song about Rob not coming back. That's a good category.
Every song should be about that.
Another one in the works.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Not going anywhere, goddammit.
Stay in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I'm fucking stay in Vegas.
So there you go. That was a little brainstorming sesh. Live on the air. We should have taken notes, Noah, right?
It's all right. I'll do it later.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that Scott Ian plays poker, so you should play poker with Scott Ian.
I don't have that kind of money.
Oh.
Pussy.
If he played, like, you know, 500, 1,000 stakes.
How do you know?
I mean, why would he play $1, $2?
Well, he plays a lot of, like, charity.
I play, like, $2, $4 blinds sometimes. Like, that's my upper limit. I don't really have cash to go past that.
Oh.
You need, like...
And even if he did, I don't think it's that easy to just be like, hey, I'm going to play poker with Scott Ian today.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, Darren, why don't you just call up Scott Ian and be like, hey, Scott...
Well, I'm sure that Rob has, like, a phone number to someone who can get in touch with
him. Being like, Noah, you know, it's serious. Howard Stern works there. You should co-host a show with him.
Yeah, you should get him on the live cast, Noah.
We have one tiny thing in common. Why don't you become best friends?
You know, I did play with Alex Skolnick last week, though.
Well, you played while he shined your shoes.
No, I cleaned him out for a quarter.
Stop making fun of him. He works so hard, and you just make...
At what?
Music.
Oh, I thought he was in, like, a car wash or something.
No.
Oh, Alex. What's in the news?
I was waiting for that. There we go.
Right on cue.
It's the best show on the interwebs. Smile injection, like,
Ronnie James Dio is in the hospital today.
What? Why?
They don't know.
Ronnie James Dio.
Does he have acute oldness?
I think he just collapsed into himself. He's so old.
He shrunk.
The weight of his ego collapsed in itself like a black hole.
Poor Ronnie James Dio.
You tweeted about it, Noah, right?
How old is he?
I retweeted.
Dio?
80.
Gotta be 80.
I don't know if he's that old.
Oh.
Gotta be. Well, late
60s, I would guess.
What's Ozzy? He's younger than Ozzy, right?
He was born in 42, so he's
670.
Wow. Well, he's almost
42.
67?
Yeah,
67.
Yeah.
Nice. So there we go. That sounds
good.
Like that. Do shows? Yeah. He was Black Sabbath reunited at Heaven and Hell this summer, and he was on a European tour with Dio, his band Dio.
Does he get around or what? Did they wheel an oxygen tank
out? No, dude. I don't know. Like, I haven't seen them in person, but I watched some clips online, and it looked great. Yeah.
It looked great, or it sounded
well,
great?
Both. Like, it was legit. The real deal.
Somehow it saps it of its energy when the guy's, like, 67. You know? Huh? Seems a little...
It saps it of its energy when the guy is sapped of his energy.
Yeah, basically.
You got to walk around with a colostomy bag. It's hard to run around.
No, he was really good. I saw him like years ago. And he was really, really good.
Oh, I got
singing and everything.
I got the deal playing live. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Wow, that was a lot of energy in
that. That was good. I blew that by laughing. Fuck.
I don't think any of us were expecting an actual Dio clip there, Darren.
I was.
I wasn't like giving it away.
Damn it. What do you got there?
I was kind of expecting Ja Rule and Metallica.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't even bring it up. Come on.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's an abomination against everything good in this world.
It's been a while since this was.
Dio!
Yeah, we got Dio. We got Zach Wild. He don't work for Ozzy no more. Swizz Beatz.
Oh, Swizz Beatz is in that?
Yeah.
No, I found like an actual live.
Oh, She passed out. It's supposed to be lyrics. I
forgot to come out. He's so old. Old man.
He's having a heart attack. It's not a song.
Getting into it.
My heart.
Why hasn't anyone called the doctor? This sounds cool, though. I feel like I'm really there.
You're just really stoned up.
They always look like Paul Simon to me. It's like
Paul Simon with Art Garfunkel's hair.
True.
Yeah.
You can call me Betty. I can call you out.
He looks like he would be Heidi Fleiss's brother. He sort of have the same hair and same body structure and same.
They're Jews, right?
They're both
Jews.
Yes.
Dio's Jewish, right?
No.
He's Italian.
Italian.
Yeah, Jews with better food. That's one of the problems. Yeah.
He still got it.
This song used to be 120 beats per minute, but he slowed it down for the tour. Wow, he looks like Alice Cooper now. He looks like his face really impressed.
Sounds awesome, though.
Oh, his real name is Ronald James Cadavona. Pretty good deal out of that.
You can't see it, people. In radio land, in podcast land, but I'm pumping my fist right now.
Wow, you're metal.
Wow,
that's really cool. Hold on, I'm going to go on Lamgoat and say how you suck.
You can't see it, people, but I'm checking basketball scores on my iPhone right now. Knicks are losing.
That's a shocker. You got to check that.
Only
I could have told you that.
Only by 11. Shocking. Nets winning for the first time, Darren.
Well, I'm going to have a heart attack like Dio. Yeah, I'm a Nets fan. Not fun this year.
Wow, that was good. I had a piece of apple just stuck in my throat.
Are you all right?
That's what Sid's lining up to give you mouth to mouth right now.
There's a line?
Yeah.
He needs to, like, rinse his mouth before.
It's a line of my different body parts that are going to go into her mouth.
Ew.
Come on!
Guys. Come on,
what?
Guys.
What?
So you're asking for
grab
come
the
on, guys. That one.
Yeah, that one. Smoking too much.
I need a
break. Oh, my God.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something, but it made me forget it.
Should we do another quick
come
music?
Come on, guys.
Do we have a phone number, Rob?
We do have a phone number. Our phone number is 646-929-1357. That's our phone number.
Somebody should call us.
Somebody should call us.
Do you have anything to give away this week, Robbo?
Let me go through my pile of CDs.
Robbo's going to check for us if we have any giveaways. Maybe that'll entice somebody to call.
Maybe we'll do
it. Oh, it was butt crack. That was gross.
Why do I, like, look every time you say that? I just thought, what? Like, it's just human nature, I guess.
It is.
It's so weird because, like, right above his crack, there's no hair, but everywhere else there is hair.
Are we doing Thrasher?
It's like just so you have a point of entry.
Are we doing Thrasher or Trash It today?
No, we're just looking for prizes.
No, but we should do that.
Why? Because the people have asked for it?
No,
because
we didn't do it in a while. You cow.
We did it last week, Darren. Don't you listen to the replays?
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't do it in a while before that, so doing it 2 weeks in a row is not so bad.
Okay.
I feel.
Can we get? Yeah, we should. Somebody said we should give away the Chelsea Grimm CD.
Yeah.
Do we have that to give?
No, wasn't that? I thought that was off of MySpace.
No. That was a CD. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I want that shit. Don't give it away.
So I have an Obscura CD.
Who's that?
A band.
They're good. This is something our fans would want.
Yes.
What label are they on?
Relapse Records.
Okay. That's legit.
This is on the right page.
Now, how are these motherfuckers?
Do you get stuff from Nuclear Blast? Can you get me the new Symphony X CD when it comes out?
I believe it's pronounced nuclear, Noah. Come on.
It's not nuclear?
It is. I'm just being silly.
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Nuclear blast.
Nuclear blast?
No, stop confusing me.
You're confusing me.
I keep getting
nuclear
confused.
Blacks.
I can't concentrate. You're doing a sexy pose.
Yeah,
you got to sit like
a man. Shoulder up.
Sit like a man. That's
got a tits smushed together.
Much better. Thank you. What?
You're making me feel uncomfortable.
No, that was.
I was just sitting. I wasn't trying to
feel. You're like. Just like her before in the break, posing like.
What are you pointing at me?
Behind you.
This is a herbivore.
Yeah.
This is a herbivore.
So you guys get the next caller. That calls in can win an Obscura CD, if I remember to mail it out.
Obscura than what?
No, that's the band name.
Obscura, I hardly know her.
Wait, so can you get me the new Symphony X or not?
Shut
you
up.
Have to call in like everybody else does.
Isn't that like an off-the-air conversation?
Yeah, really.
Somebody has to say it.
Well, I thought of it now, so I wanted to have it right now.
Oh, so you're logging it. So when you listen
tweet
back.
Tweet Rob about it.
Yeah, you should tweet me about it.
Yeah.
Just in case, like, it stays in her head for like 3 seconds. You have to get it out. It's really
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Which is odd.
But I want to make it clear, when you call in to win the CD, you don't just be like, hey, give me the CD, all right, talk to you later. We want to have a conversation with you, and it better be interesting.
Well, we should give them something to
we've
do.
Been,
like,
we've been talking about the CD for 5 minutes, and no one has called in, so I don't think anyone wants to.
Say the number
CD.
One more time, Robert.
646. Let me turn off the music so people can hear it. It's 646-929-1357.
Very professional of you.
We're not going to say anything until anyone calls.
And, all right, you know, we'll give them a choice. Either that or a Shadows Fall CD. I didn't say it was a good choice.
Jeez.
Captain Shanks apparently doesn't like him. It's very interesting.
Well, I don't like Captain Shanks.
Well, I think he already knows that.
So you don't like Sid, either.
See, Captain Shanks, I'm the only one who doesn't hate you, but yet you don't want to talk to me. Fine. Oh, we do have a caller. Look at that. Somebody actually doesn't want the CD. And 219, you are on the Zach Beats Hotline.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, guy.
Who's this?
Thrash and Destroy.
What's up, dude? What's your real name?
Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Maybe he wants to go by Thrash and Destroy.
What's up, T?
I was just saying that because, you know, that's the way you guys know me. So.
Oh, all right.
I don't know you.
Well, in the virtual world.
I don't know you.
Have you ever gone up to him at a show and said how awesome he was and then wrote about him on a website? And...
Yeah, what's your username on Lambgoat?
I don't use Lambgoat. That's gay.
Nice.
Good.
Zay, do you want this Obscura CD? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, that's why I'm called in.
Oh, so you don't want to just, like, talk to us?
No, dude. I just want the CD, to be honest.
Well, wait. Let's see how much shipping costs would be. Where do you live?
Indiana.
Whoa.
Indiana.
How many time zones over is that?
Huh?
What?
That's a trick question.
One time zone.
We will send you this CD if you send us back 3 John Cougar Mellon Camp albums.
Is that the going rate?
Well, that's their currency in Indiana. It's
Is that true? How many do you own?
I think 5. I'm going on 5 right now.
Well, you want a lover that won't drive you crazy, that's all.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp is like the Indiana version of Alex Skolnick.
Oh, no. I would expect mean to Mellencamp.
Well.
This is our country, Darren.
Right.
Anyway.
Every time there's a football game, I play that shit. Oh,
I think he even feels guilty about that.
What?
I know. That song got played in every commercial.
What's a John Mellencamp song? I don't know any.
You don't know any John Mellencamp songs?
Little did it about Jack and Diane.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know that one.
You know plenty.
What else?
If you listen to classic rock radio ever, then you pretty much know most of the songs.
That's all I
or
got.
Commercials.
Yeah. John Mellencamp isn't horrible.
So anyway, Kevin Destroy.
And Thrash.
Thrash and Kevin.
What's up?
Kevin and Kevin.
You've been listening to the live cast for a while. What's your favorite moment?
What's my what?
The one where you want a CD for free.
Don't put him on the spot. 5.
Well,
that's not nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
this is my favorite Mellencamp song.
Yeah. So we're totally going to ignore the caller and instead listen
to
a terrible
tribute to his
home. This is a metal live cast, not a Mellencamp live cast.
He needs time to think. This is just a thinking
projection.
It's so good. Come on, baby. Oh my God.
Don't think over the verse.
Sorry.
With the chorus. The chorus. Let us savor it.
I don't know the rest of it.
If you're giving Jenny a run for her money, Darren.
Come on.
Jenny, you know the song.
Get on the mic. Let's go. I want to hear it.
Just me and you?
Here we go. Hurry up. Boom.
Sorry.
It's so good. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good.
Oh, Jesus.
Caller.
Oh, turn that off.
I'm counting it out.
Oh,
I can do that.
Yeah, Noah.
No words. Stop. I can turn your mic off, too.
Well, I don't...
All right, now,
sing.
Kevin, you haven't answered yet.
No, dude, I'm not singing that.
I'm sorry
no,
about
no,
that.
No, for your favorite moments from the history of the life. Is it this right now?
Baby, you...
Oh, no.
Sing your teeth right through my bones, baby. Let's see what you can do. Come on and work it out. Hurts so good.
Where's the yodeling?
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should. You make it so good. Rob, I can't see.
We have lost all control of the show.
Okay, we're back, guys.
Oh, my God. Wow, we got through that.
We got through that, Kevin. We got through it.
Jenny, the chat room loves when you
wow.
sing, apparently. Everybody, very positive feedback.
I don't like the nose.
No, those guys don't know what's going on.
Kevin, what did you think of Jenny?
That was amazing. I would pay to see that.
Noah, do you
want to? Wow, did you hear that? He would pay to see that.
Pay?
Pay.
Wow.
Well, I'm in Brooklyn. She takes cash.
Or house cleaning.
Does she take John Mellencamp CDs?
Yes,
oh.
She'll take John Mellencamp CDs.
All right, great.
I have it already.
All right, dude. So all you got to do is just send the Metal Injection account a private message with your full name and address, and I'll send you. Do you want the Obscura CD or the Shadows Fall CD?
Obscura.
Good choice.
So
why do you gotta keep dissing Shadows Fall?
I'm not dissing them. I just say I prefer Obscura.
Because Rob's a racist.
Oh, shit. You don't like dark things like shadows?
Not prejudiced against shadows.
Rob doesn't like dreads.
It's true. I hate people with dreads. Do you have dreads?
No, I don't.
Good.
I don't think that's allowed in Indiana.
Right.
Unless you play for one of the basketball teams.
No.
Are your parents?
Come on.
It's true.
Are your parents incredibly religious?
Yeah, actually.
Is that fun?
No, it's not.
What religion? What religion is it?
They're Muslim.
Take a guess.
Well, like, all right, Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, man. Did you have to, like eat Jesus's body or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Was?
The piece of his skin.
Like foreskin?
Yeah, I think so.
You know all about that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Jesus, well, foreskin and wine.
Yeah, like some, little Jesus cock remnants. I don't. I'm Jewish. I don't know any of that shit. But what
Jesus
do they do?
They're Jewish too, though.
Did they make you go to church and shit?
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way?
15.
Oh, wow.
You sound a lot older than 15.
So we're actually going to need your parents' permission before we continue the CD. Could you just put your mom on the phone and we'll just make sure she's cool with this satanic music that we're
just singing. Put a Jonas Brothers slip cover inside the thing. And then...
All right. We'll do.
Oh man, that's tough. So you got 3 years. 3 years to go before he escapes that.
I
want to
sing again.
Well, good luck, Kevin. We'll definitely send you the CD. Just make sure to message me.
All right, cool.
And thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, you hang up.
No, you.
No, seriously, hang the fuck up.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
No, no, you don't.
See what you did, Rob. See what you did.
That was not a nice way to do
that.
Push
them away. They just want to be our friends. Push them away.
Let's take another quick music break.
Did we just have one?
We had one a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
We just had to jump in.
No, we said we were. Oh.
Okay. We did have a John Mellencamp.
Did we have a music break?
I thought so.
But in the last break, we played the cat.
Oh, no.
So we played Decapitated Venom, Javelina, and Sepultura, and now we're going to start off with Wasp, which was a Noah pick, or is it a Darren pick?
No, it's not my pick.
It's a Noah pick, the real me.
But I approve of it.
And then we move into Skeleton Witch. On the live cast.
Yeah.
Hello, boys and gals. Is it true that you're about to listen to the Metal Injection live cast? Okay, thank you.
All right. We are back on the show. We're down to the
short one because someone called us.
Well, we have a caller and we're being polite. So let's shake him on. 3, 2, 1. You are on the air with the Metal Injection live cast. Who the fuck is this?
Jesus.
Caller.
Great. 3, 2, 1.
1, 2. Don't give out the whole phone number now. Can you call him back?
I'm angry that we...
Can we cut a music break short for you? You're not going to talk to us now, caller?
Aww.
And then he hung up. What a piece of dog shit.
Maybe that was the plan, just to get him back on the air. Well, if you want to give us a call, our number is 646-929-1357. I believe that's our phone number.
Yep.
I think they're confused. Maybe they think they have to call in while the music is on.
What? No. It's the opposite.
I know that, but do they know that?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they know that you know that they know that?
I'm sorry, did I forget to cut in?
I think he'll eat it from your mouth.
Noah Bogarted the fruit by the foot.
I think he'll eat it from your mouth.
Oh, eating it
elsewhere.
I think he'll have a problem with your mouth being on it.
Unfurl it and cram it somewhere else, and it will be like when the magician pulls
I'm giving you the smaller half.
Are you saying Noah's vag is like a clown car? Is that what
you're saying? Depends on the kind of clowns she's letting in there.
I don't like clowns. In there.
Have you ever had a clown in there?
No, I never did that.
Willard Scott one time.
Oh, he's a clown?
He should be Bozo.
Was that him, really?
For a while. I believe so.
Who's Willard Scott?
You should do the White on Today show. What was that?
That was a retarded clown music.
How about we just take a music break?
We just did.
Since we're all chewing into our microphones right now.
I'm done.
What the hell happened to that bong?
What bong?
I mean your pipe.
Put it away.
Here it is.
What?
Smoking and you didn't pass it.
I was clearing it.
Oh.
Do you want
smoking.
Them?
It's riveting radio right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Loosely gripping the pipe.
Here. Oh, you're running low.
He has a huge brick underneath his
bed. I
would
want to ruin your car.
This is just what I bring out here to fool you.
This mattress is made out of weed.
My entire room is made out of weed.
My dealer actually called me the other day to make sure that I was okay.
Oh, that's considerate.
Nice, right? He hasn't heard from
me. Well, speaking of this, Noah, you were talking to Jenny off the air, and you said, yeah.
What is ice?
On the air.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I was, Jenny was, like, playing with her phone, and I wanted to see who was bothering her while she's on the live cast. So I asked her if it was Ice that was texting her.
Ice.
Yeah, and who's that? What's that?
Ice is
in case of emergency
contact. No, that's not what it is.
In case of emergency.
Oh, yeah. In case of emergency.
Okay.
So does anyone else have an in case of emergency contact on their phone?
Yeah, but what is the emergency? Like, you were out of weed?
No, it's like if anything ever happens to her, if someone... takes her phone. Yeah, if they kidnap
like
her or whatever and someone finds her phone, they would know that the person to call would be Ice.
No one's going to know what
the
fuck
I would never.
That
I
is.
Have
ice?
They will.
No.
Coppers know.
Who
gonna
is
think,
it?
They're
going to think you
ice?
Know Ice T or something.
Who's your Ice?
So Ice is,
so is
my brother.
Is he twice? Under his actual
no,
name, isn't it?
Under Ice.
This is what you waited to
I
tell us?
I think
I
think really Tal just likes it when people call him Ice. He probably just...
Yeah, I thought that
cool.
was the joke, that, like, he had a yes. jockey nickname.
No, nickname... No,
never mind. Well, no, what is it?
Give it.
What is it?
Can't pull back.
It's not like he listens.
No one's here, and then I can't look at her for the rest of the night.
Is it a sexual nickname?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, give it!
I'm not going to listen.
Leave the room, Noah.
Give it. What is
I don't call him that. His
friends do, which okay, is like what my
weird. What is it?
PC boy.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That has nothing to do with
Joe. Okay,
wait,
fine.
Isn't like one of his like Xbox Live
users? Yeah, that's his Xbox Live username.
Way to give out his Xbox Live username for all the listeners.
It's not just PC boy. It's not just that. There's something after it.
Well, what's after it?
TT Boy Ice.
TT Boy Ice in case of emergency.
Everybody knows TT Boy.
Yeah, he's like the next generation Ron Jeremy.
Except he's not fat.
No, but like the most famous male porn star, I'm saying.
Fair enough. Him and John Doe.
John Doe.
I didn't know he was
Byron.
Famous. Like, I didn't know.
Tom Byron is.
Because he's got a funny name.
How could you not remember Tiki Boy?
Well, I remember. I didn't know he was a porn star, and I didn't understand it. I was like, why do they call you Tiki Boy? And he just laughed. And then he showed me a video, and I was like, why are you on a porno? And he was like, that's not me. It's just my body double from the stomach down.
Oh,
so
boy.
That's him. That's him at the bottom right, I think. Oh, TT Boy has a private profile on Facebook.
Unless that's somebody else who just posted a picture of TT Boy.
Perhaps. We're just looking at photos of TT Boy.
Silently looking for TT Boy images.
What has this become?
Yeah, this is a weird turn. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
What's a more recent photo, I assume. It's amazing that he's still alive.
He's the same age as Dio, I think.
Yeah.
Is he old?
He's over 40. He's got to be 40.
So what's, like, the big thing about him? Like,
he has a big cock, Noah.
That's all porn stuff.
No, but he has a curved one, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, so that's what it was. That's like a hook, a
he's
big
got,
hook.
Like, a 45-degree. Captain Hook.
Can we stop talking about
yeah.
that?
You brought it up.
In case of emergency,
yeah,
call TT Boy.
That's some emergency.
That's good because you can keep weed in the hook of the penis.
Poor PC Boy was chasing me and Noah out of the house today.
He was mad that I had Jenny dress up sexy for you guys.
Why?
First of all, it wasn't for them.
Okay, well, not for them, but I told her just to keep
you. You wouldn't want to dress up sexy for us?
No, just for you.
Oh, okay. But, imagine if like that was his real name, and he'd get like a call from a marketer, like, is this TT Boy?
Please speak to Mr. Boy.
This is Mrs. Boy.
Yeah, call you
TT.
TT's
at school.
Three, 2, 1, back on the line. Let's see if this works. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Yeah, it worked this time.
Hey, finally.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hello.
This is Greg.
Hello.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Greg from Florida.
Hello, Greg from Florida.
What's going on?
Are you in Cocoa, Florida?
No, I live about 45 minutes away from Cocoa.
Are you in Broward County?
No.
Are you in Dade County?
A bit more north.
I looked up your area code online and it gave me Broward County. That's why I said
we know everything about you.
Good lie to you.
So what's on your mind?
I was going to request a song if you guys are still doing songs.
We might.
If we like what
song. I wanted to hear some Faceless.
Facebook?
Yeah. Faceless.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Faceless?
Yeah, an autopsy.
Oh.
How many songs do you want, goddammit?
No, that's the name of the song by the band, The Faceless.
Okay. Because Autopsy.
You guys doing Thrash It and Trash It again?
Are we? Are you the producer of the
show?
Yeah,
why don't you just run the show? Why don't we just stop doing it and you could just tell us what to do?
Okay.
Why don't you line up some guests for us, too?
Okay.
Rename the segment, too.
Why? You don't like the name of our segment?
Thrash It and Trash It, he said.
Oh. Bad. Bad.
Well, that's precise.
I just wanted to request a band, that's all.
But you can't request the Faceless to be on Thrash It or Trash It.
I want to hear the Faceless, but then I wanted you guys to hear a band.
Why are you getting so defensive, man?
Trash it.
Yeah, we're all friends here.
Wait, it's my part.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
So what band do you want us to thrash or trash?
Behold the Ruins.
What is their, do they have a MySpace page?
Correct, yes.
What is it? What do I win?
What?
Nothing.
What is their MySpace URL?
What's the URL?
Behold the Ruins.
Oh, yeah, all right, I'll do a search.
No, I think it's backslash behold the
backslash.
What key is that?
That was a computer themed porn.
Wasn't that the Ultimate Warrior's finishing move? I think he gave the backsplash. Yeah.
I think Noah's had a few backsplashes. From TP Boy.
Yeah, my brother.
That TP Boy, the real. All right.
All right. Spreading the infection.
Yes.
On Thrashing of Trash.
You don't always have to sing every time music goes on.
I'm just yodeling in it.
You're ruining your song.
Sorry. He's true.
Keeping it necro.
I swear to God, the pictures of these guys in this band look like extras from Scarface. Like from the scene in the beginning where they let all the Cubans off that boat. This looks like just, it looks like five guys that were in that scene. Like Robin, alright?
They're like Puerto Rican.
It's just the texturizing, the Photoshopping.
What, they look Puerto Rican?
Just take a look. Come over here and take a look.
Well, I'll just look at the webpage.
Hold the Ruins.
Have you heard of the band The Wretched? Or Just Wretched?
Wait, we can't hear what you're saying.
What did you say about Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh, Stone Temple Pilots is good, but I've asked, have you ever heard of The Wretched, the band?
Whoa, hold on. You only get one thrasher or trash.
No, I'm just saying, hey, Behold the Ruins open for them.
Did he say the rat shit is the other one he wants to say?
The Wretched.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Rabbis? Did you really say Stone Temple Pilots were good?
I like Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh. Yeah. I like Stone Temple Pilots. You're out of here, Sid.
Shut his mic off, Noah.
Sid, you don't like anything.
They were the death of grunge.
They play more than three.
So anyway, so did we thrash or trash that?
I thrashed the music. Wasn't too keen on the vocals.
Yeah.
I like the vocals. Mm. Music was okay. Could you do the part?
But we didn't get to
cover it. Demanding that we play another fucking song. Okay.
Well, if our listeners at home want to play one, the URL is myspace.com/beholdtheruins.
Yes.
Right.
Is that your band?
No, it's actually like my best friend is the lead singer.
So obviously you'd like it.
If you're such good friends, why doesn't he let you in his band?
Because I live about 3 hours away from them.
Then how are you best friends? What happened?
Is that how you pick bands? I live here, and he lives down in Fort Lauderdale.
Wait, what?
He left you?
Do you think he's having friends in Fort Lauderdale?
He lives in Fort Lauderdale, and I live like 3 hours north.
Have you always lived that far?
Yep.
So how'd you become best friends? In summer camp kind of thing?
They come up here a lot for shows, and I met them in line for a Black Dahlia Murder concert.
And it was love at first sight.
Pretty much.
It's a tough confession.
This guy's so serious. I love it.
Two men find heterosexual platonic love with each other.
I have a question for Greg. What is your username on Lambgoat?
On what?
On Lambgoat? You know.
I don't have a Lambgoat username.
Just kidding.
You would be so welcome.
Your best friend's username on Lambgoat.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, I thrashed it.
Yeah.
What else?
Are any of your other friends a band?
See, so this
we
like your friends.
Plays every time his friend's band leaves town. and he's left alone again. He just walks back to his house really sad. He's like, what will I do now until the next tour or the next Black Dahlia Murder show? Oh, I can't afford the long distance fees all the way from Coco.
We'll stand on the line with you. We'll wipe away your tears.
What was that?
That I don't live in Coco.
Dude, it's okay. You don't have to be ashamed about living in Coco. It's fine. We don't judge. What?
I live in a town named Coco. I'm so sad to live in Coco.
Does it make
when I call radio shows, I tell them that I live elsewhere. I hate to live in Coco. It sucks to live in Coco. I wish
there are tears in my eyes.
But I still live in Coco. One day I will leave Coco for good. I'm sorry.
It's the story of triumph.
I have no idea what the fuck I was.
That was pretty good for going on cue.
Not bad.
He was inspired by your emotional story.
I heard
it's not even like that.
Really? You're not really sad to live in Coco and singing emotional songs?
I don't live in Coco.
Wow. And I thought I was being completely 100% accurate here.
No, you're.
I was doing a documentary musical on your life.
Don't accuse me of somewhere I don't live.
Listen, I don't want to fight. Please.
Is there like a big rivalry between high school football teams, like your town and the Coco team? What's the Coco high school football team's name?
The
Coco Pops.
The Coco Pops cool guy.
No, it's... I went to a different school, and all the high school football teams here are all rivals, but my school sucks, so...
I just want to tell you, and this I'm going to say this sincerely, all right? I don't... want to fight about geographical differences in where you might or might not live or go to high school, because you're a nice guy and you're so very serious. Is that okay? I apologize. That was my musical
song. Do you apologize?
Greg, now you come back with a song.
No, you go.
I don't think that's
you accept happened. His apology in song.
I'll sing his side.
I accept.
Oh, wow, that was brief.
Thrash it.
Thrash that.
It was concise to the point. You can dance to it. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Greg, are you a fan of Shadows Fall?
Used to be. No. Kind of their old stuff.
Shadows Fall because they sold out. But I like
more, was it Threads Within or whatever?
On their tour.
Whatever it is. I like the War Within. With the Light That Blinds, I mean.
Well, we have their new CD. How do you feel about that CD?
I haven't heard it yet. I saw some of their live stuff on, what was it, Letterman or whatever they were on.
They were on Letterman?
No, they were on
Fallon.
Well,
we can send you a free copy of the CD.
We're also going to throw in a CD of Avril Lavigne covering Shadows Fall, and here's a taste of that.
All the songs that you guys sing, put that on a CD.
Well, this one is going on a CD, so.
But the thing is, when we send it to you, we're going to send it to Coco, and you're going to have to go there to pick it up.
Get a P.O. box and go. Get a P.O. box.
I'm going to have to drive through the hood to get to that CD then.
Yes, I think it's worth it.
I take it back.
I need a P.O. box. In Coco.
Are you really playing the piano too?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All live.
Talented.
What do you think? Do you use sound effects here?
What kind of low-range podcast do you think it's for?
Do you think we're just going to go on YouTube and play a clip of somebody playing the Incredible Hulk song? What kind of people do you take us for?
This guy has not cracked once yet. I'm waiting for a laugh.
Greg, we love you. We
I'm laughing.
Yes. That's a laugh, Jesus Christ. There we go.
You're not allowed to laugh in Cocoa, Florida.
It's like a prison in Cocoa.
It is.
See, he lives there. He admitted it.
No, that's why I don't live there.
Oh. So wait, where do you live?
I live in Palm Bay.
You live in Bombay?
That's not even in Florida.
You know
what's
in
India?
You know, when you, if you translate Bombay into Spanish, you know what you get?
Coca.
Bingo. You say tomato, I say coca.
All right, Greg. If you feel like private messaging the mental injection account with your name and address, and it better
I
be in coca.
I was trying to request stuff on the chat. And it won't even let me get on there, and that's why I called, and then I interrupted your music, whatever.
You didn't interrupt anything. You added
I heard you. I heard Noah.
Noah's here.
I heard what she said. She said, oh, I'm so upset we cut our music break short for this.
Oh, no, that's because we didn't hear you at first.
Yeah. My phone sucks.
That was the Bombay music that he had in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I was confused. But, yeah, thank you. Do you have a mental injection account? Are you a junkie?
Yes, I am.
What is your junkie username?
Warborn87.
What? 30 seconds. Wait, no, what is it?
Warborn87.
Well, you don't gotta raise your voice. I'm just asking. But, yeah, if you send a message to Metal Injection with your name and address, we'll send you the Shadows Fall CD, the new one, for free. How do you feel about that?
Sweet.
He's excited.
Very excited.
Excited to win a Shadows Fall CD. All right. I think that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for calling in, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
I'll call next week.
Great. Thank you to Kevin for calling in, Thrash and Destroy.
That guy may have just won Call of the Year.
Wait, you didn't play Faceless. Yep.
Did we get any other callers?
Yeah, we gave away
Thrash and Destroy. I saw that.
Oh, fine.
Thank you to Ronnie James Dio. Let's hope he gets well. Thank you.
I don't.
I do.
Why do we always have to thank people at the
end? Richard called.
Why
not?
And Richard's going to give us coupons for Walmart.
Yes. Thank you,
Richard.
Thank you for the guns, Richard.
He's going to give us rain checks. Because Rob wanted rain checks.
I want some rain checks. Or some rain.
I would like to make a request. I would like to go out of this show, Josh Effengroder.
All right.
Because we have not played.
Don't say ew because you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
See, there are people who do not know what it is.
We need to blast that shit.
Okay.
Done.
And we'll see you next week, and it's not confirmed, but it's highly likely that Devin Townsend will be joining us next week. We'll replace one bald guy with another.
Is he calling, or is he calling?
Yeah, calling. He's from Canada.
I don't know.
All right, that's the show.
Just for proving.
Hello.
Warning, the following video contains drug use, alcohol abuse, foul language, and violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
Promotional considerations have been paid for by the following.
Yeah! motherfucker! You know who this is? It's the boy next door, Josh motherfucking Rogan. We all go bad sometimes. It's going down like this. Like angels, but I fuck like a beast. I snort coke like a chain, that's the fairest beast. I wear that suit. Old lady think I'm a cutie, get the grill back dead. I fuck her in the booty.
Wow.
Oh,